Welcome to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I am your host, Crystal Renee, and I guide you on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment through a captivating exploration of the profound energies embedded in each human design gate. In this series, we dive into the very fabric of your unique essence as we align with the shifting frequencies of the sun transiting through each gate every 6 days. In each episode, we'll unravel the mysteries surrounding the current gate, from the overall energy that envelops us to the shadows casting their subtle influence. We'll leave no facet untouched. But this isn't just about introspection, it's about application. How can you harness these energies in your brand and business? How can you navigate the shadows and embrace the gifts within? We're not just exploring here. We're empowering you to step into and embody your highest timeline. So whether you're a seasoned human design enthusiast or just stepping into this cosmic journey, join us for insightful breakdowns, contemplative questions, and practical tips to embody the full frequency of each gate. Are you ready to unlock the wisdom within and embrace the conscious codes that live within you? It's time to journey together, align with your fullest potential, and embody all of who you came here to be. Hello, and welcome back to the Embody Me podcast in the Conscious Code series, where I cover all 64 archetypes of the human design gates, gene keys, or the I Ching hexagrams. So today we're talking about gate 19. I refer to gate 19 as the sensitive humanitarian. And in human design, this is referred to as the gate of wanting, the gate of approach, or the gate of attunement. And this is located in the root center, moving towards the solar plexus center through the channel of synthesis linked to gate 49. In the gene keys, this is called the future human being. And in the I Ching, it's called approach, nourished by the underground lake. So this is in the tropical astrological sign of Aquarius and the Vedic astrological sign of Capricorn. And the overall energy of gate 19 represents an intense and multifaceted energy focused on sensitivity, connection, and community. And this gate is deeply attuned to the needs, wants, and underlying energies of both individuals and communities. So sensitivity is central to its essence, allowing those with this energy to feel connected to life, but also vulnerable and permeable. So the primary action of this gate is to be sensitive to the needs of others while maintaining proper self-care, balancing empathy with self-awareness, and this sensitivity extends not just to humans, but also to the animal kingdom and even to the other realms of existence. And it helps them reflect a holistic and mystical perspective. And this is an energy that fosters deep connections, emotional intelligence, and profound understanding of the subtle energies that bind us together. So let's go ahead and take a look at the shadow of gate 19, which is codependence. And this refers to the tendency to become overly reliant on others, potentially leading to an insecurity or fear of abandonment. And this may be linked to survival-based needs and an inability to stand independently. So in the shadow, if you have an introverted nature, this can show up as being needy. And this emerges as a clinging that cannot let go of the past out of a fear of being alone. And this is based on making other people victims of their need. And they will use guilt to get their own needs met, acting out all kinds of dramas to get the attention that they crave without caring what expression it takes. And in the reactive or extroverted nature, they become isolated, where they loudly proclaim that they don't need anyone. It's like an angry expression that refuses any attention. And they isolate themselves and hide the rage within them, making a point to show how alone they are. When others try to offer closeness, they explode their pent-up anger onto the other person. So in the victim mind of sensitivity, this can manifest as individuals becoming overly sensitive to the needs of others while neglecting their own well-being. That's another shadow aspect where you might feel clingy or dependent on others seeking validation and belonging. And this victim mindset can lead to a fear of abandonment and codependency in relationships. So you can have like this emotional clinginess, be codependent and sacrifice your own needs for the needs of others due to the fear of abandonment and that insecurity around that. So you have a fear of being alone and abandoned, and you might be deeply concerned about your sense of belonging and constantly seek to be included in social groups or communities. You also have like this essence of martyrdom or neglecting self-care, where you can fall deeply into a pattern of neglect and, you know, not cherishing your own needs in the pursuit of meeting others' needs. And this can make you feel unappreciated or taken for granted. And in the shadow, you have a dependency on relationships, and you might feel incomplete or unfulfilled when you're not in a partnership or community, and then therefore seek validation and security through these connections. And then while you are highly sensitive, you may find it challenging to be emotionally intimate without becoming shut down or codependent. And you may struggle to strike a balance between the empathetic connection and preserving your emotional independence. So you could have difficulty with emotional boundaries, which can make it challenging to distinguish between your emotions and the emotions of others. And this can result in absorbing or taking on others' emotions, impacting your own emotional well-being. So overall, the shadow aspects revolve around sensitivity and how it can be both a gift and a challenge when not properly balanced. And it is essential for those who have this to learn how to manage their sensitivity and set healthy emotional boundaries and practice self-care to avoid falling into the trap of that victim mindset. And by doing so, you can tap into the empowering aspects of this gate and foster meaningful connections with your communities. And that brings us to the gift of sensitivity. And this suggests a heightened awareness and understanding of others' needs and emotional states. And it allows for deep connections and the ability to foster cooperation and community. So in your gift, you are sensitive and empathic, and you possess a heightened ability to sense and understand the needs and emotions of others. And the sensitivity allows you to form deep connections with people, animals, and nature, fostering a strong sense of interconnectedness. And you're very attuned to your community. You have a natural inclination to be attuned to the needs and wants of the people around you, your tribe. And you feel a deep desire for belonging and seek to create a sense of unity and togetherness among your people. And you can intuitively understand others' needs, and this enables you to be more supportive and nurturing in your social groups. You carry an emotional intelligence where you can discern and harmonize emotional energy for sufficiency and sustainability. And you can navigate and mediate emotional situations and offer guidance and support to those in need. You also have a unique gift in guiding others towards their greater alignment in both their worldly and spiritual lives, because you can see through emotional patterns and help others find balance and harmony within that. And because you're deeply connected to the animal kingdom and nature, those with this gate may feel a strong reverence for the natural world and have an intuitive understanding of the life energy present in food and its connection to nature. And of course, with this gift of sensitivity, you have a natural inclination to promote human potential and uphold basic human rights. And you're driven to ensure that everyone has access to basic resources and opportunities for personal growth and fulfillment. And you carry a vision for the world where everyone's needs are met and people can thrive in a harmonious and interconnected community. And you seek to bring about positive change and contribute to the collective well-being. So you play a crucial role in fostering a sense of belonging and interconnectedness among your community, your tribe. You support the evolution of humanity towards a more compassionate and harmonious future. So you go from codependence and needing the attention and the support of others to sensitivity, where you're no longer dependent on that attention, but you are now sensitive to the needs of others, and you're able to fulfill and assist with their emotional healing. And that leads us to the siddhi, or the highest state of being, in this gate 19, which is sacrifice. And this could represent a transcendence of personal wants and needs to serve the collective or spiritual good. And it might involve a complete surrender of self to a higher purpose or universal truth. This is where you completely surrender everything that you want and need, knowing that you are connected to all facets of life, all people, nature, and things, and you bring harmony through that interconnectedness, through the knowing that you are so connected to life, that you become, that you sacrifice your own individual existence to be a part of the whole. So you become a powerful catalyst for healing and unity and empowerment in your communities and beyond. And you play a crucial role in fostering a sense of belonging and interconnectedness among all people, supporting the evolution of humanity towards a more compassionate and harmonious future. That's beautiful. This gate truly wants to be connected and to have harmonious relationships with its tribe, and to bring its tribe into higher states of being by being empathic and compassionate towards one another, and really taking that essence of sensitivity and compassion and embodying that and being the anchor of compassion, humanitarianism, right? And this is in the tropical sign of Aquarius, where that humanitarianism really comes through. And actually, I know a few people with this gate, and I can see the shadow and the gift play out in their life, and how it really shows up in their conscious sun is this specific gate. And I can really see the essence of this. And of course, how you can use this in your business is to be the beacon of compassion, and to the fact that you know what other people need, just by sensing it, being sensitive to your clients' needs, your customers' needs, your business partners' needs, even the needs of your business, is how you can really embody this sensitivity, just being aware of what people need, and to provide the compassion and the sensitivity in order to create truly meaningful bonds in the tribe and community that you happen to be a part of. So here are some contemplative questions that you can ask yourself if you have this gate active. Am I attuned to the needs, especially the emotional needs of others? And what emotional patterns do I have that may be causing me to give up what I need and want to fulfill other people's emotional needs? And what does togetherness, companionship, and cooperation mean to me? And how do they contribute to success in my world? Amazing. Beautiful. This gate is just giving me all the warm, fuzzy, comfortable vibes. I just want to sit in the comfort of those who have this gate active. And here are some tips that you can use to further embrace your shadow of codependency and embody your gift of sensitivity and sacrifice. Recognize that your sensitivity is a unique gift and strength. Embrace it rather than try to suppress it or deny it. Allow yourself to feel deeply and to the subtle energies around you. And remember that while it's important to be sensitive to the needs of others, you must also prioritize your own well-being, taking time for self-care activities that nourish your mind, body, and spirit, and set healthy boundaries to protect your energy and prevent burnout. And embrace your role as a catalyst for change. Recognize that your energy can be a catalyst for positive transformation in the world. Use your gifts and insights to contribute to the well-being of others and advocate for a more harmonious and sustainable future. Find ways to bring people together, foster cooperation, and address the needs of communities. Don't we need this in our world right now? Don't we need the cooperation, the unity, the togetherness, the compassion, especially for people that may not be as consciously aware as you are, or may continue to keep themselves in victimhood? Have compassion for those people. And I just saw like some kind of orb just behind me as I said. Interesting. All right, guys. Well, this is it for gate 19, the sensitive humanitarian. What a beautiful gate. Such a warm, heartfelt, humanitarian gate for this Aquarius season that we happen to be in, tropically, of course. And with that being said, I love you guys so much. So grateful for your presence here. And I will see you again when the sun transits into the next human design gate. And that concludes another enlightening journey through the cosmic realm of human design gates and gene keys. I hope you've enjoyed decoding the conscious code with me, uncovering the archetypal energies that shape our collective consciousness. Remember, these powerful insights are not just meant to be heard, but also embraced and embodied in your everyday life. Allow the wisdom of the gates and gene keys to guide you, to ignite your purpose, and to empower you on your unique path of self-discovery and self-mastery. I want to express my deepest gratitude to each and every one of you for joining me on this cosmic exploration. Your presence and curiosity fuel my passion for uncovering the mysteries of the universe, and I invite you to continue exploring and integrating the wisdom you've gained from the conscious code. As the sun continues its celestial dance through the gates and gene keys, remember that you too are part of this magnificent cosmic tapestry. Embrace your unique design, honor your path, and let the conscious code guide you to live a life of purpose, authenticity, and self-empowerment. Until our next cosmic rendezvous, keep shining your light, embracing your truth, and living as a conscious co-creator of your reality. Thank you for being a part of the conscious code.